Marchand around a check. Centers. Bergeron shoots. He scores!
I'm sure that everybody is going to be proud of the accomplishment when you reach 1,000 games, but I'm sure that there's a few guys in that room, especially one of your line mates, who's going to be chirping you. What are you ready for? What do you think is going to be said to you to maybe lighten the mood and keep you grounded at the same time, especially from a guy like Brad Marchand?
I expect probably when the day comes, that game, to tell me to keep things simple, just to play my game, not to get too nervous. It's usually those kind of chirp that or probably the old man and getting old, time to think about the future type of chirp. But Marchie's actually pretty good with me. He's usually pretty easy on me, and hopefully it's going to be the same way.
And down and hurt, deep in the flyer zone.
That was Jones that hit.
Yeah.
Bergeron, I don't like the way Bergeron's lying down on the ice right now.
Bergeron flat on his back in the left corner in the Flyer zone.
A few years after you make your debut, you get hit by Randy Jones against the Philadelphia Flyers. You're concussed. I think you play only 10 games all season. At that moment, do you start to think about how big an impact this could potentially have on my career?
At that moment, I'm not necessarily thinking about that. I'm more concerned about, you know, my health and my well-being in general. That was the biggest thing at that point, and it took a long time. You know, it took me the rest of the year. I missed the rest of that season and felt better in summer and started working out and getting back at it. But, you know, it was a tough couple of years, and, definitely made me a better person and better player. I've learned from that. But, it never really crossed my mind, to be honest with you. But obviously the first part of that whole recovery was more just, you know, I was thinking about being healthy before being a hockey player, which is kind of scary if you think about it.
Get the duck boats ready! After 39 long years, the Cup is back home! The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions!
Game 7 obviously will always resonate for you in Vancouver as the Bruins, and you had a chance to hoist the Stanley Cup. Along the way, are there some other games, some dates that stand out in your mind?
That's going to be the ultimate. That's always something it's always going to be my number one, and, you know, I'll never forget that. I mean, obviously, scoring my first NHL goal is very special, and it also a memory, and that it's still engraved in my head with, you know, how the play unfolded and played out.
Samson off in the left circle. Left point, Ralston, long drive. Check, Monarch, rebound, score! Bergeron, his first NHL goal to tie it up. It's 3-3.
The one play that I get talked about, that people talk to me about the most, is probably the Toronto series in 2013, where we win Game 7 in the first round.
Rebound loose on the top of the crease. Richard score! Bergeron! In Game 7, and the Bruins win the series!
That comeback is always going to be something that, I'll never forget it, but also that I think people will remind me about a lot, so I don't think I'll stop hearing about this one.
What does it mean that you're going to play all 1,000 with the Boston Bruins?
A lot, and I think that's the most special thing about it. I think it's great it's special to be able to play for so long in the league and have that longevity, but to me it's more the fact that I was in the same organization, an organization that believed in me, drafted me, showed some loyalty in keeping me for a while. I did the same thing by signing some long-term extension and not wanting to test the free agency market. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Is it weird that you're rubbing shoulders with names that you're seeing in the rafters, guys like Bork, Busick, Donnie Sweeney also played 1,000 for this team, Wayne Cashman? Is that wild to think about?
I mean, for the amount of games, it is wild. That I guess I'm not getting any close to Ray's amount of games and what he's accomplished. But, you know, as far as games played, yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about that. But that being said, I don't think I'm rubbing shoulders with any of those guys.
Marchand left of the net, centered, fired, they score! That's the hat trick! Throw him if he got him! Patrice Bergeron!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.